Hello, welcome back everybody to the Preacher Parker Show. Glad to be back, man. Glad to be back. There's a lot going on. And today I just want to talk about being desensitized. I don't know if anybody heard of that word before. Some of y'all probably heard it all the time. But as time continues to go by, we start to become more and more desensitized. And when I say desensitized, I mean the meaning of feeling less shock, distress, as scenes of cruelty, violence, or even feel discomfort of such images that we are exposed to every single day. Now, if you try to figure out what I mean by that, let's think about things that you may cause desensitizing, such as war, or things you see on the media, or video games, violence in music videos or movies at that, or things that's actually going down right now in your neighborhood every single day for some of those who live in corrupt neighborhoods or dangerous situations, or even being a police officer that sees so much drama and so much crime that it becomes the norm. Be honest with yourselves, people. Is it normal? Is it normal to see violence all the time? Is it normal to see shootings and stabbings and bones blowing off and car accidents and carjacking and rape and child molestation and human trafficking? Is this the norm? Is it supposed to be normal? These are things that we should ask ourselves, because as you can see more and more every day, more people are showing more acts of violence, and it's almost as if we just go on day by day without even caring. Should we not care? Do we not care? Honestly, do we not care? I mean, in one way, I watch a movie and I see some shooting, bow, bow, shooting going on, bullets sprayed everywhere, bodies being dropped, and we can look at it as action. We look at it as, whoa, this just happened. Did it really just happen? No, it didn't just really just happen. Things are actually happening right now in your face. And it's almost like we don't show signs of stress or concern about it. And it got to the point where it's so bad. Is it so bad that if you saw somebody get shot right now in your neighborhood, would it bother you? Would you flinch? Would you get nervous? Or would you consider it just an everyday thing that happens? And I guess we just adapt, move on, and continue our day. You know, I had to look at it from so many perspectives. But even in a psychology kind of way of looking at it, they look at it sometimes a state of mind. You know, it's diminishing in the brain cells. Some kind of trauma or stress or some kind of mental health disorder that may have caused you to not to be so sensitive and not care so much. And we diversify these things as if this is how things are supposed to happen. And I don't understand it. Do you understand it? You know, we look at the way things are being exposed to us every single day through media, through TV, through social media, and it became to the point where it's not normal, man. I'm just being honest. From my personal opinion, it is definitely, and I mean truly definitely, not normal to see such negative things daily. There's one thing to see it once a week. There's one thing to see it every now and then, every couple of months. You see some major stuff happen. But it's got to the point where you could just turn on the news right now and all you're going to hear is murder, death, kill, crimes being committed every single day. A lot of people don't want to blame media. I'm not going to say you don't want to blame media. You don't want to blame video games. You don't want to blame certain things. But let's be honest. If you've not ever, ever, ever seen war, way back in the 1920s, 1930s, where they're advertising war and violence going on in Vietnam and the Cold War and all these deaths in World War II and World War I, if you didn't see the bodies, if you didn't see the explosions, if you didn't hear about the deaths in Hiroshima, I can't even say the word, but Hiroshima and Fukushima, I believe that's where the location was at. If you didn't see these things, would it cross your mind? You know, if you didn't see the deaths in your neighborhood, you know, the ambulance coming by every single day picking up bodies, how would you react to these things if you've seen it? Even when you saw men way back in the early days being hanged, and I'm not talking about from slavery and, you know, black people, I'm talking about just in life in general, for wishes and things in their past, people being hanged there, and everybody stands around and glorify it as if this is okay to watch somebody die in front of you, to the point where now if somebody dies like that, it's like, hey, just another death, just another day in our local. That's insane, man. It's insane to see that we accepted such harsh reality so easily that it doesn't even bother our system. We don't vomit, we don't puke, we don't nothing. It just becomes so cool that it gets to the point where even some of us are actually doing it ourselves. Not me for say, but I know you probably know somebody who goes into acts of violence as if it's a video game or GTA, and I can just go up and shoot up people down the street or run people up with a car, and it's so cool and it's glorified in a way where, oh man, did you see what happened the other day? It's not even funny. But some people laugh at this, and I don't see how we can laugh at such harsh reality. You know, and it gets to the point where people have got to the point where it doesn't even bother us, and knowing that these things that we see can increase heart rate, you know, increase fear, increase discomfort, increase disgust. How dare us as people normalize this? Now, I can honestly tell you right now that I'll give you a story. All right. A lot of y'all probably have seen it. There was a video maybe a few weeks ago, you know, and I don't know, it was a Caucasian child. I believe he was like the 7th or 8th grade. And he went on, you know, vaping or taking edibles. Whatever he did. You probably see the video. And this young child was high. He was gone. But he was crying. I mean, crying for his mother. He wanted to go home. And his friends, they took his cell phone. They started laughing at him. They calling him baby. They called him all kind of names. He's crying and yelling. At one point, he even told him he'll kill him. He's just so angry, so hurt, but the drugs was doing this to him. And at the same time, they're laughing and they're joking with him, and they didn't care that he was in such pain. And when I looked at that video, in one way, I could not even blame the child. How can you blame the children? You can't blame the children, because where did the children get that from, people? They got it from us. They got it from us, the adults. Imagine being a child at this moment, and you go over to your friend's house, and you see people getting strung out on drugs, and somebody's laughing at them, kicking them while they're down, bullying them, and you're seeing as a child, and everybody, all these adults are around this same person laughing and cracking jokes. They don't care if he's sick or hurt. They don't care if he's dying on the floor. It's just funny. It's humor. We take out our cell phones. We're recording it everywhere. We're having a good time, and those children see that same situation. So what happens when that child sees that? Like a sponge, they soak it up, they pick it up. Now they get around their peers. Now this happens to the same children that's around their same age. What do you think they're going to do? Are they going to pat him on the back, uplift him, run to a teacher or an adult to try to get a help, call the police? No, they're not going to do none of those things. You know why they're not going to do those things? Because they didn't see us as adults do those same things. They didn't see us give a damn about somebody else and their feelings. They didn't see us actually show some kind of consideration for that person that was hurt, that was sick, and that needed us. And all we did was laugh, mock, and continue to humor it. That's what I'm getting to when I talk about being desensitized, being to the point where nobody cares. Nobody understands us. And we feel, why should we care? What happened? I mean, we could blame. When I see World Star, it got to the point where World Star got so big that a person get ran over by a car, kicked while they're down, and somebody pulls up the phone and says, "World Star." And I know it's not just black folks doing this, people with different cultures, but I'm just making a point right now. How did we get to a point in life where someone's misery, pain, humility, and sadness, suffering, became a mockery of joy and laughter, a pleasure for eyes to see? And not once did we say, this is wrong, enough is enough. There are people out there that's trying to stop it. There are people out there who is talking about it. There are people out there that are taking action, and I commend them. And I continue to say, please keep doing it. Please keep pushing forward. We got to stop, man. We have to stop. There's got to be a way. This has to be a way where we stop enjoying the pain and misery of others. There has to be a way where we say, this can't keep happening. And until we do that, it's going to keep continuing. And the fact that I seen that child suffering like that, it bothered me. Because all he was asking for was help, and you couldn't even get help. We have got to a point in a nation where a female can be publicly assaulted, beaten on, harassed, and all we do is laugh, applaud, or take out our phones, or even motivate, or you don't instigate, or try to push it for, hey man, go on to do that thing, dog, go on to hit that, we laugh. It ain't funny, man. Why is a woman in a position where she feels threatened and she can't even get help around the men that's around her, and sometimes not even the females that are around her? How did we get to that point? How do we get to the point where our children are taking drugs because they see that it's cool now to take drugs? It's cool to smoke weed. It's cool to drink alcohol. It's cool to smoke cigarettes. It's cool to watch pornography. It's cool to see adults do things they shouldn't be doing. How do we get to the point where social media is so easy and it's so available, and the access to everything negative is so available that our youth can find it so fast and they learn so quick, and we say, oh, these kids are crazy. They're not crazy. They're learning from us because we haven't done nothing to put a stop to it. And I'm not saying all of us. There are people that are doing it. Once again, keep going, people. But for those who are not, for those of us who get mad at the children today or mad at other adults who are doing these things, but we do nothing more but watch it or applaud it or repeat the same things that we don't want to see them doing and get mad at it. You can't get mad at the things that we do. When I do wrong, I hope I man up to that wrong. And I'm hoping that I'll continue to do that wrong because it does backfire. It does hurt people. It's like spreading the rumor. Spreading the rumor is the worst thing. We all been through it. Well, I know I've done it. Well, I heard something and I told somebody else a little bit different than what I heard, not knowing what was about to happen next. That person's life was about to be completely changed around because of the things I said or somebody else said that I heard from. And now I just destroyed their life temporarily, hopefully. But man, you know, karma's a mother. It will come back to you, man. And what do? We do nothing but sit back and say to ourselves, hey, it happens. Oh, just another. It's just a phase. It ain't a phase, man. This ain't supposed how it's supposed to be. We supposed to be out here uplifting each other. We supposed to be helping each other out. We supposed to be getting somebody off the streets. A man could be in a mall. I know y'all seen a man in a mall get into a fight with a bunch of other kids. They all get into a fight. The boy gets knocked out. The fight should be over. But instead, his head gets continually stomped to the ground. And instead of us stopping it, we continue to take out our phones. We continue to say, oh my gosh, somebody help. Nothing changed. We didn't do anything. And when somebody sees that nothing changes, the act of the violence continues to happen. And it happens more than just in our streets, in our hoods, in our slums, in our trailer homes. It's even happening in our government buildings. It happens in our police departments. It happens in our schools. It's happening in our workplace. We are not doing anything to make a big enough impact to change everything. And I know we can't change everything at once, but we can change the environment in our home first, then our neighborhood, then our community, and our workplace, and the things that surround us. And hopefully some of us get to the big enough to a point where we can make an impact globally. And then we got our celebrities and sport players who know that millions of people look up to you. And you still do things that you know they're going to follow. And when they people follow these things, you say, oh, well, they shouldn't have to follow me. But you are a big enough influence where it does matter. It does matter what you do when the whole world is watching you, because at that moment, they're looking at you as an example of some positive enforcement that we need. But instead, you're continuing to beat, mistreat, abuse the privileges that you are on, the platform that you stand on. You cannot get mad at the youth for the things that they do when we continue to glorify the negative. When it comes down to social media, people, we need to truly, and I know it's hard, but we got to watch the things our children are watching. We got to understand the assets of things that they have through Instagram and TikTok and Twitter and Facebook, etc. We have to look at the movies they watch, the shows, look at the cartoons we're watching. Look at cartoons like Big Mouth and everything like that. Yeah, it's just a cartoon. It says viewer's description is advised, but let's be honest. It's in a cartoon form. What do children like to watch? They like to watch cartoons. Now imagine a child that goes ahead and says, oh, it's just a cartoon. And then bam, they see all this sexual stuff. You think that stuff is not going to go in their brain? You think it's not going to affect him? It's affected us every single day. And we do nothing about it. Look at the stuff we watch on the news. Be honest, man. When's the last time you turned on a news channel and all you heard was positive? When? God, I'll wait. You haven't. Because the news is going to continue to show you nothing but the negative. You know why? Because that brings out fear. And when it brings fear and death into your household and your life, you give up on certain things in life. You give up sometimes pursuing certain things because you think the world's going to end soon. You give up hope of change because you think there's nobody out there going to make any change because all you see is wrong, negativity, stupidity, hatred, bigotry, racism. Man alive. And all day long, we could blame Trump and Biden. We could blame all these people. I could blame Donald Trump all day for everything he says, but he didn't make me racist. He didn't make me hate somebody else. That was already had to be in me. I had to be already hatred. I had to already be racist. I had to already be a bigot. I had to already be a person that didn't like people of different cultures. It didn't take him. Maybe it took him just to open that door. But you knew what you was inside. We got to start to stop blaming other people for things that we are or who we have become. Man alive, man. It's just sad, y'all. It really is sad. Pornography is a big thing. That's a whole other subject. But we as adults know what we're watching. And at the same time, we know what's real life from fake life. And if you understand real life, then you wouldn't be attacking females the way you attacked them. Vice versa, females against males. You wouldn't be raping and doing all the things you're doing. Torturing, bullying, beating, disrespecting. Those images go into your brain and they affect us in a way where we think this is reality and we do this and we hurt people. And when I look at the violence of police, all you good cops out there, man, keep going, cops. And I do hope y'all stand up against bad cops. I do hope y'all stand up against cops who systematically plan to destroy people. Lives, purposely. Why? Was you bullied that bad in life? Did you go through so much in your life that you couldn't wait for the opportunity to get a little bit of power so you could use it against somebody and hurt them and cause misery? For those good cops out there that can't make it home because somebody kills them for trying to do their job the right way. They got families to go home to. And now we got a whole group of people that hate police. We all hate police until we're in trouble. We all hate police until we get robbed or we get shot at. We hate government. You know, there's bad government, there's good government. We hate government until we're in a situation that we like, oh, I hope the government helps me. There's hate. This ignorance, this violence has got to stop. But all jokes aside, it all starts from us. And until we are willing to make a change ourselves, then nothing changes. And when nothing changes from within, then we can't expect the change to come from without. Remember, what we do in the dark will come to the light, and it hurts. Let's just hope that whatever that you do in private is so great that when it comes to the light, everybody wants to know what it is, your secret that you're doing, and hoping they can find a way to follow that. But in the meantime, when we have a whole world trying to desensitize us, media is good at that. With the stuff they put on TV, it truly, truly can't affect us. But instead of us sitting up there blaming media, turn off your TV. Spend less time on it. Hopefully COVID-19 has showed us to spend more time with family. Pursue our passion. Become that entrepreneur you want to be. Go for the goals that you plan on going for. Increase change in the community you want to increase change in. Change us. Do yoga, meditate, pray. Read a book. Find a way to fight against what is the hurt. The negative. Control a subconscious mind and twist it to where you have control of that. To be more conscious. conscious of what we eat, where we go, who we help, how we love, how we spread joy, peace, communion. Find love, man. Find passion, meekness, and when you do, pit it together. Make this world, this earth, a better place. Stop slaughtering everything. Stop hurting each other just because it feels good to get a little bit of pain out of you. And the only way you can express your pain is by hurting others. Find a way to find that peace in you to change you. Hug somebody for hot damn. Give somebody a hug for once. Find somebody to talk to. Stop trying to commit suicide every time you think nobody loves you, because you haven't found everybody in the world. You haven't met everybody in the world that know that nobody loves you. That's a lie. You haven't went out those doors. You haven't traveled outside of your neighborhoods. Life is bigger than you. But you can make life so big for you if you learn to pursue it. Go out somewhere, man. Find a new passion, a new drive. And no matter what you do, find some kind of sensitivity that's within you. Cry every now and then. Not like a big baby girl cry, but cry. Yell. God did reach for something. Write a poem. Write. Find a way to get your mind out of so much hurt, destruction, evil. Because if you can find a way to enlighten you for the better, I promise you, life around you will start to change. If you change your inner thoughts, everything changes. As a man thinketh, so is he or she. Change the thoughts. I promise you, life will be better. There's so many ways to do things to make your life better. So please spend time with your family. Unless your family is like really wicked, I don't know what to tell you then, but spend more time with them, man. Spend more time with your kids, your wife, your loved ones. If you don't like the job you have, change your career. Sometimes you got to do something ballsy. Sometimes you got to live life on the edge just a little bit. And I'm not talking about put yourself in a position where you're going to go broke and gamble all your wealth. But if you have that little bit of extra funds, pin it towards something that you want, a career you want, a passion you want, a dream you want. Pursue it. I promise you life will be better, man. But life only gets better if you get up, get going, and just do it. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe, share, comment, like. Express how you feel. I'm hoping that you heard some good things out of this conversation. So much more to come. Got nothing but love for my people out there. And every day I improve to get better. And I hope you improve to get better with me. This is the Preacher Parker Show. And I am out. God bless you.